Everything was eerily quiet as Flash watched and waited for something to happen. At this speed, any impact would surely destroy his ship. But nothing did happen, so Flash ordered up some dinner. "This could be my last meal," Flash said to himself. He ordered up a steamed lobster with drawn butter and fresh lemon, asparagus and garlic mashed potatoes, and a ciabatta roll, he added. The table of elements assembled all the necessary molecules, and soon the ship was filled with a delicious aroma. With the archives of human history at his fingertips, he called up a movie and sat back to enjoy his meal. It occurred to Flash that movies were made to simulate adventures for Earthbound people to watch on their television screens, yet here he was, careening through a black hole, watching an old movie for a sense of nostalgia. Flash Meridian enjoyed his meal very much and watched the movie all the way through the closing credits. The fantasy life on Earth faded back to his reality of deep space travel, and Flash found his situation rather curious and upside down. He felt fortunate to be here, wherever he was. Checking in with the computer, he could see that his ship was decelerating. Matter that had appeared stationary was now moving away from his ship, fanning out from him on every side. Whatever force had held them as traveling partners seemed to be losing its grip. Analyzing his flight path, he determined that he must be exiting the backside of the black hole. He and the other debris making a huge splash into another sector of the universe. He called upon the Katy head to analyze nearby star systems and determine just where he might be. Images flashed onto the computer screen, the Franklin system, the Giddings phenomenon, the Gaslight Nebula. There was no doubt Flash was in the Cornerstone constellation, more specifically, the Grisboom region. Not that he was completely surprised, he knew he couldn't take credit for the accuracy of his course. All he did was sit back and let someone else take the wheel. He zoomed in on a tiny greenish-gray speck in the distance. Olo. Flash aimed his communications disc at it and set up his equipment to record the sonic pulses. The sound seemed to be coming from the planet itself rather than from someone living on the surface. The tones were more like a heartbeat than music. As he recorded the pulses, he ran them through a series of filters, isolating the low and high tones. In the high end of the spectrum, Flash could hear another sound. It was the sound of voices. They seemed to be repeating a word that he couldn't quite understand. It was a forlorn cry, and while Flash could not decipher the exact words, he picked up an undeniable sense of sadness. Flash didn't know what language the Ololians spoke, but their cries sounded like the English word, "Help me." The leftover momentum from the black hole sped him toward the tiny planet.